This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network, which includes the Erotica Podcast, Erotica Sci-Fi and Fantasy, Erotica Loving Wives, the Spotify podcast Erotica Taboo, and the E.P. and Non-Erotic Podcast. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes. Links for everything are in the podcast description. This podcast contains mature content and is intended for an adult audience only. It contains explicit words, thoughts, and ideas. The content of all stories is fiction with any similarities to real people or events being purely coincidental. This podcast is not intended for anything but entertainment of the listener, and if you do not agree with the themes listed in the tags, please do not listen to the story. All characters engaging in sexual relationships or activities are 18 years old or older. This story was found on a free website and brought to audio form here. I did not write and take no credit for this story. Please visit the link in the comments to further support this author. Don't Look by Estes. Hey Johnny, how's it going? The man at the door asked, with a friendly smile that seemed out of place, considering his imposing appearance. Well, let's see. I replied, closing the distance between us and grabbing him in a bear hug. I lifted until I saw stars, but was barely able to get his feet off the ground. Damn, Kurt, either I'm getting old, or you put on weight. With a sheepish grin, he replied. What do you expect? You've tried my wife's cooking. I'm lucky I can still fit through the door. I laughed, glad to see him in such good spirits. It was only a few months ago that he was injured when a fight in the bar spilled out to the street. While trying to break up the melee, a thug pulled a knife and caught him under the ribs. He had been in the hospital for a week, then at home for another 10 days before being able to return to work on restricted duty. I stopped by to see him several times, along with virtually everyone who worked or played at the club on a regular basis. Kurt was very popular, for good reason. He would always offer to help if you were loading gear into the club. He personally escorted every waitress to her car at the end of the night, and, unlike many of the bouncers in town, worried about the people like me who worked at the club occasionally. He would always find a way to help you get work when he knew you needed it. There were a lot of sound engineers competing for gigs in the city, so it could be hard to make ends meet. Once Kurt got to know you, he'd go to the mat to make sure the bands and agents knew who you were. Some people tried to network with fancy advertising or by constantly making phone calls. I knew the best way to stay busy was to make friends with the people in the trenches and do a good job. Word of mouth had made me a fairly good living. That's why when there was a last-minute cancellation for this gig, I received a panicked phone call from Mike, the manager of the club. The headlining band had told him they wouldn't work with anyone but me, and I knew that probably came from Kurt whispering in someone's ear. So should I be thanking anyone in particular for tonight? I asked with a smile. He shrugged, trying to appear innocent. The truth was written all over his face. Kurt liked to help, but only behind the scenes. It embarrassed him to take credit for his good deeds. I shook his hand and walked inside, not wanting to make him feel awkward. It didn't matter, we had an understanding. I knew that he was aware of how grateful I was. The club was already loud, despite the small crowd. I made my way to the back as I slipped in earplugs, not wanting to get a headache early, then have to sit through 3 hours of live bands. On the other side of the stage area was the DJ's booth, which was next to the load-in door. I said hi to Sherry, the cute redhead who worked on Saturday night, and stepped out the door. The back of the club was about 15 feet above the alley, with a catwalk leading to a second door with access to the freight elevator that serviced the whole building. I spent the next half hour moving my gear up to the stage, then started working at breakneck speed to get set up in time. Even though I got called at the last minute, I knew from experience that the only thing people would remember is if the band started on time. Everything went smoothly and we hit the sound check for the opening band a few minutes late, but finished within the designated time. I glanced at my watch and saw it was 10 minutes until show time, so I went to the bar to grab a drink. Hey Connie, can I get a pitcher? I asked the bartender. She was beautiful and had an amazing body, like all the women Mike hired. He knew how to make an impression on the male customers by hiring attractive women who were friendly and smart as well. I knew to ask for a pitcher because Connie would soon be deluged with guys trying to talk to her, and it would be tough to get a drink quickly. While I was waiting, I turned to my left and saw a woman just outside the door talking to Kurt. She had long blonde hair that was obscuring her face. What I noticed most, however, were her legs. She was wearing a pink miniskirt that showed off an incredible pair of long, tanned, toned legs. They disappeared under the skirt where I saw a beautifully curved ass that looked like something out of my dreams. It took Connie 3 tries to get my attention to hand me my beer. I stumbled toward the stage, looking over my shoulder to catch another glimpse of her, wondering what she looked like. She stayed in the doorway, just out of my sight, so I finally gave up and sat behind the mixer, ready to start the show. The singer gave me the thumbs up, so I brought up the system and the opening band started. I hadn't worked with them before, but their set list indicated they were playing all cover songs that were easy to dance to. This club got a lot of different acts, but I knew these types of bands really got the crowd going. Sure enough, about 2 minutes into the first song, several young women came out on the dance floor. 2 songs later, the dance floor was packed. I had the band dialed in, so my eyes wandered to the people dancing. It was a predictable group, mostly women in their early 20s, a few of them able to drag their boyfriends onto the floor. I noticed one guy dancing like he knew what he was doing. He looked comfortable and confident, moving with gracefulness that most men lack. When he turned, I realized that he was dancing with the woman I saw earlier. What I saw took my breath away. She was absolutely stunning, with a beautiful thin face, high cheekbones, and full lips. Her blue eyes were so bright, they seemed to shine. The white top she was wearing was sleeveless and buttoned down the front, showing just the perfect amount of cleavage to be sexy. As she danced, her long hair flew around her, giving her a wild appearance that made me feel a deep longing, as strong as any I could remember. I watched in awe as she moved like sex itself. She grinded against her partner, allowing his hands to access her body at will. Soon, a space had cleared for them as others enjoyed the wild display. When the song ended, the band began talking to the crowd about their website and upcoming gigs, giving the dancers a chance to run back for another drink. The woman disappeared in the crowd and I shook my head as I turned back to make sure everything was all right on the stage. How can anyone be that sexy? I wondered. It's not that I didn't date, but I hadn't been with anyone who looked remotely like her since I stopped playing in bands years before. Being in clubs always gave me mixed feelings, being so close to so much beauty and passion, but still not a part of it. I did sometimes flirt with women in the crowd, but since my job revolved around making the band sound good and keeping everything running, there was rarely time. It would look really bad if there was a problem and the sound guy was gone, trying to pick up a girl. Because of the potential problems, I usually resolved to stay in my corner and watch life happening around me. The band launched into another song, drawing my attention back to the stage. Within seconds, the dancers started returning to the floor. About halfway through the song, something I saw out of the corner of my eye drew my attention. My little hottie was back on the floor with a different guy. This dance was exactly like the last one, except the guy was doing very little dancing and mostly groping. Son of a bitch, I swore to myself. That wasn't her boyfriend. I watched her dance and looked over her new partner. He was a decent-looking guy, but nothing like the first one. It was a little puzzling. I would have said she's just nice, but the dancing was well past that line. My thoughts about her motives evaporated as I watched her short skirt twirl, giving me tantalizing glimpses of her black panties. It fueled the desire that was already growing inside me. I couldn't take my eyes off of her. When the song ended, she went back to the bar, only to come out with a different guy during the next song. Over the next half hour, she danced with at least 5 different men. They seemed to have nothing in common, other than being happy over her attentions. I watched as another song ended and she passed close by me, flashing a quick smile. Time seemed to slow as I took in every detail. The way the perspiration was making her top cling to her body, her breasts clearly outlined through the thin material. The scent of her perfume, the sexy way her hips swayed as she walked, her body language screaming that she was looking for something or someone. The band launched into its last few songs and she headed back out towards me again, this time with the first man she had danced with. I could feel my heart beating harder and faster as I watched her glide with him. Their movements were so erotic it was like watching people make love. My mouth went dry as he dipped her, giving me a perfect view of her breasts down her top. They danced for one more song, then she finished the last song of the set with a new partner. This one was the most puzzling of all. He was very plain, not well dressed, and wasn't very smooth on the dance floor. She picked up on his tentativeness and moved her body against his, swaying her hips while dancing in one spot. This let him basically stand in place, but still move with her and look like he was competent. If I hadn't been watching closely, I probably wouldn't have noticed. When the song ended, I went up to the stage and pulled all the mics so the bands could change over. The headlining band already had their gear set up and checked, so I had about a half hour of downtime while Sherry worked the crowd. I walked toward the back door to put my mics away. As I finished and closed the case, I looked up in time to see a flash of pink. My mystery woman stepped by me and said something to Sherry. After they laughed for a second, she stepped away from the booth and quickly looked in both directions, then pushed on the back door, stepping out into the night. Before it shut, the breeze from the motion of the door caused her skirt to blow up, giving me a perfect view of her ass cheeks, barely covered by the lacy panties. I knew no one was supposed to be out there, but after thinking about it for a moment, I decided it wasn't my job to tell her so. Just as I was getting ready to walk back to the bar, the image of her dancing popped into my head. Something about the way she was behaving just didn't add up. I've seen plenty of women just out for a good time. Often the really beautiful ones are trying to hook up with a good-looking guy or someone with some money to splash around. There are also ones who look for a good guy who'll treat them right. She didn't seem to fit into any of those categories I had grown accustomed to seeing. An idea started forming in my head. I took a second look at the door, thinking about how amazing her legs and ass looked as she walked outside. The more I tried to tell myself I was crazy, the more I felt myself being drawn toward the door. I felt hot and was having trouble thinking about anything except how sexy she was and how she had been acting. There was a pounding in my head, drowning out the cautious voice I usually listened to. I reached forward and pushed the door open, then stepped outside quickly, before I lost my nerve. It shut behind me, causing me to jump at the sound. She was standing just in front of me, facing the alley, leaning against the railing. I could see all of her legs except for the last few inches hidden by the short skirt. Her legs were crossed and hips arched out in an exaggerated pose. I thought she was the most fuckable woman I had ever seen. In the wild days of my youth, I did a lot of stupid things and was lucky to have gotten through it without a disease, a stalker, or a kid. I wasn't interested in quickies or one-night stands any longer. Looking at the incredible sight before me, all that changed. All I wanted was the chance to be inside her, experiencing the amazing passion and heat that seemed to emanate from her. Without thinking, I stepped forward and softly touched her shoulders, letting my thumbs rotate against the muscles in her neck. "Mmm," she moaned, making no effort to turn around. I realized she probably thought I was one of her dance partners, following her outside for some privacy. Her shoulders slumped, and I felt her relax against the railing. Encouraged by her reaction, I massaged a little deeper, moving forward until my hips were touching hers. "So do you like that?" I said in a throaty whisper.
"Oh yeah,"
she murmured, her voice barely audible above the noise from inside the club. "You were putting on quite a show in there," I said softly, not knowing if she would realize my voice was one she didn't recognize. I continued my massage, beginning to work my fingers forward to the front of her shoulders before sliding my hands back to again use my thumbs on the back of her neck.
"Yeah, fuck him and his opinion,"
she slurred, sounding a little drunk.
"Prim and proper my ass,"
she said angrily. I smiled to myself as her words confirmed my suspicions. Instead of replying, I just increased the pressure on her shoulders, drawing a deep moan from her that I felt more than I heard. I leaned against her harder and moved my hands to the sides of her head, massaging her temples. Within seconds I could feel her hips moving slightly, brushing against me. I didn't know if it was intentional or not, but she was definitely turned on, and now I believed I knew why. Moving my lips closer to her ear, I pressed my body against her completely.
"You want to show him, don't you?"
I said, not stopping the motion of my fingers against her skin. She moaned again and I moved my hands back to her shoulders, but continued to lean against her, careful to keep the contact light. I felt her body reacting to my touch. There was a slight shaking and her movement against me became more pronounced. The pressure was causing me to become erect, but I resisted the urge to grind back against her. I leaned back a little to give myself some room and moved my hands lower down her back. She made no move to stop me as my hands reached down to the midpoint of her back, then moved toward her sides. My fingers reached around her ribs and brushed the edges of her breasts through the top. I felt her stiffen and knew that this was the moment that would decide how far this would go. I ground my erection against her as softly as I could manage. She started to stand and I let her, taking the opportunity to slide my hands the rest of the way around her chest, cupping her breasts with my hands and rubbing her nipples with my thumbs.
"No,"
she moaned, making no effort to stop my touches.
"Sure, I thought you wanted to show him,"
I answered, hoping to tap into her anger. She was quiet for a moment while I continued my touches, slowing them to a soft tease. When she didn't respond, I said,
"I don't think you want to show him at all. I think you want to prove something to yourself."
With that, I deftly unsnapped the button keeping her breasts bound in the shirt and slid my hand inside. I pinched the nipple softly and kissed her behind her ear, just at the top of her neck. She sighed and her body shuddered, but then she started to pull away.
"I can't,"
she whined.
"You can and I think you want to,"
I said, squeezing her breast more firmly and grinding my hips against her, no longer trying to hide my intention or my arousal.
"You're afraid he's right, that you can't let yourself go."
That's what the show on the dance floor was all about. Trying to prove who you really are.
"Please stop,"
she said, so softly that I barely could distinguish the words. "I will if that's what you want," I said teasingly. "But we both know you came here for something else." While massaging her breast, I used my other hand to undo the remaining buttons until her shirt hung free. I took the opportunity to take both breasts in my hands, roughly rubbing the nipples and bringing louder moans of pleasure from her. I knew she was too far gone to turn back. She was grinding against me much harder and made no effort to cover herself. I kissed the back of her neck, letting my tongue glide back and forth, searching for the areas that she reacted to the most. My hands slid across her skin and pulled her shirt back until it slid off the back of her shoulders and I pulled it down her arms.
"We can't,"
she protested, trying to turn as her arms came up reflexively, preventing the shirt from falling off. "Don't turn around,"
I told her.
"You want this. You need this to prove you're not the mousy little girl everyone says you are. This is your chance to do something you'll never forget. No names, no faces, just me fucking you out here where anyone could see you." I felt a shiver run through her body as she looked down at the alley, realizing how exposed she was. There was a light overhead and anyone driving or walking past could clearly see us. I used her moment of surprise to return my hands to her breasts as I pulled her firmly against me. Tilting my head forward, I took her earlobe between my lips and began nibbling and running my tongue across it and the top of her neck. She relaxed her body against me. "Put your hands on the rail," I said in a soft but firm voice. Her body stiffened for a moment, then she leaned forward slightly and put both hands against the metal rail. I moved my right hand down her skin, relishing the feel of her skin until I reached her navel, teasing it with a finger and drawing another shiver from her. I slid my hand lower, pressing against her stomach to get past the waistband of her skirt. I pushed under her panties, feeling the soft pubic hair with my fingers before moving the last few inches and reaching the top of her pussy. My middle finger slid across the top of her labia, then pushed in slightly. She was already so wet, it easily slid in. I slid the finger back up, drawing it across her clit.
"Now tell me,"
I whispered into her ear.
"What?"
she asked, her voice quivering. "Tell me what you want." I rubbed my finger back and forth across her clit several times, then pushed it between her outer lips, letting it sink deeper inside her.
"Tell me.
I want you.
That's not enough,"
I scolded.
"Tell me what you want."
She made a high-pitched whining noise as her body shuddered again. "I want you to fuck me," she answered.
"Where?"
"Right here," she said louder. "I want you to fuck me right here where anyone could see us." Her hips moved back and forth, trying to force my fingers to touch her where she needed.
"Why would you want something like that?"
I asked, stopping my touches for a moment.
"Unless you're a slut."
She groaned in frustration, leaning back to try to force me to touch her.
"Are you?"
I asked, more firmly.
Yes, she said loudly. I want you to fuck me right now, please. She begged. I smiled, knowing this night was going to be amazing for both of us. I want you to make yourself come first. I whispered. No, I can't. She protested. My finger pushed back inside her pussy, as deeply as I could reach. I gently took her left hand and guided it across her breast, forcing her to squeeze. I let go, letting my hand slide up her arm, softly grazing her skin, and could feel her muscles clench as she continued to knead her breast on her own. Closing my eyes, I leaned my head against the back of hers, reveling in the sensations of being so close to such an astonishing creature. I was thrusting my finger inside her, then pulling it back, letting it drag across her clit, then repeating the motion. It was incredibly difficult not to take her right then, but I knew it would be so much better for us both if I was just patient a little longer. I was startled when I felt her hand close around mine, forcing me to cup her pussy, my finger still lodged inside her. Her hips moved in a seductive dance, trapping my confined cock against her ass. I slid my hand out of her skirt slowly, and was rewarded by seeing her reach down. From my angle, I couldn't see what she was doing, but her moans were coming faster, and I could feel her breathing get shallower. My hand slid up her body and I put my finger between her lips. She ran her tongue across it for a moment, then greedily took it into her mouth. Then I slid down on my knees behind her and flipped up the back of her skirt. She was rubbing several fingers against the top of her pussy in a rotating motion. I used both hands and rolled her panties down. When they reached the bottom of her hips, she grabbed them with her other hand, but I leaned forward and ran my tongue between the cheeks of her ass until I touched the spot just below her pussy. She made a much louder moan and relaxed her grip, allowing me to slide them the rest of the way down. When they reached her feet, she stepped out of them, spreading her legs wider and giving me a perfect view of her sex. I slipped them into my pocket and grabbed her hips with both hands. Now come for me, I said, leaning forward until my lips were within an inch of her. She responded by moving her hand faster. I let my tongue graze across her outer lips, then slid it just inside her. Her whole body shook and I was afraid her legs were about to give out. Her moans became louder and I thought she was close, so I stood back up and leaned close to her ear again. Show me what a dirty slut you really are. Come for me now, here where anyone can see you. She started to cry out, then moved her hand to her mouth to muffle the sound. Her entire body shook and I had to steady her when I felt her knees buckle. I kissed the back of her neck and whispered to her encouragingly. Worried that the moment might slip away, I kicked off my shoes, quickly pulled down my pants and grabbed a condom from my wallet. I didn't need any foreplay since I was already as hard as a rock, so slipped it on and slid my cock between her legs, brushing the top of the shaft against her pussy. Are you ready to fuck? I asked, sliding my hips back and forth, relishing the heat emanating from her. Yes, she said breathlessly. Then put it inside you. She reached down and took me in her hand, rubbing the shaft against her outer lips for a moment before sliding forward and lining the tip up against the opening of her pussy. I stood there, not moving, as she eased back against me, forcing my cock inside her. I couldn't believe how much the sensations were magnified because of the situation. It was unlike anything I had done before. Even through the condom, I could feel how warm and wet she was, her pussy squeezing me so tightly it was difficult to control my arousal. I didn't move, letting her work me in at her own pace. When I was all the way inside her, I stopped her and held her for a second. Although I didn't want to break the magic of the moment, I desperately wanted to remember this feeling forever. She wasn't just beautiful, she was like something out of a dream, opening herself up to me completely. Reluctantly, I let go, putting a gentle pressure on her shoulders so she would lean forward. I pulled back, feeling her pussy grip me like it was afraid to let go, then push forward, in awe of the sensation of being inside her. I started moving faster, which triggered a new series of moans from her, slightly different from the ones before. I looked across the alley, trying to distract myself from the sensations that threatened to overwhelm me, and saw a car that had come to a stop below us. It was a convertible with the top down. There was a young man and a woman inside who looked to be barely old enough to get into the club. They were both staring up at us in shock, the man's hand stroking his girlfriend's thigh, inching toward her skirt. Do you see that? I said in a low voice. I think we have an audience. With a startled cry, she reached for her shirt. No, I said forcefully, restraining her arms and sliding fully inside her then stopping. You're a slut. You want them to see you, just like you wanted everyone in the club to see you dance like that. I pulled the shirt off of her arms so that she was completely exposed and dropped it behind us. Now tell me what you want them to see, I said, my hips moving again. I took her breast in my hand and squeezed, never taking my eyes off the couple in the car. I want them to watch, she gasped. There was surprise in her voice that indicated she couldn't believe her own words. Not good enough, I said, thrusting harder. Tell me. I want them to watch you fuck me, she cried. To see me be a dirty slut. I want to come for them. The man in the car had his hand under the girl's skirt and had pulled her top down, exposing her breasts. I had the feeling that if I could hold on long enough, we'd be getting a show of our own, but knew I was too close to coming. Before I did though, I had to make sure my blonde angel came again. This was a once-in-a-lifetime chance, and I wanted it to be perfect. Her breathing quickened and I could see her body shift every time my cock hit a sensitive spot inside her. I knew I couldn't hold out much longer and had to do something to make her come first. Touch yourself, I said forcefully. Do it so they can see what a dirty little whore you are. Show that girl what it's like to be a complete slut. You are the sexiest woman in this club and don't have anything to be ashamed of. I saw her move a hand down between her legs, then she immediately started moaning louder. I'm doing it. I'm going to come. You feel so good inside me, please fuck me harder. Giving up on trying to hold out any longer, I began crashing into her as fast as I could. Her body lurched forward every time our hips met, and her cries became loud enough for anyone nearby to hear. Ah! I bellowed, pushing into her one last time and wrapping my arms around her. My body shook as my orgasm hit me with a force I couldn't have anticipated. I held her body close as the waves of pleasure washed over me, then moments later I felt her orgasm start. I've never felt anything like what happened to her. She screamed as it engulfed her, every inch of her body seemed to melt. Luckily my arm was already around her because her legs gave out, and she almost fell to the catwalk. I awkwardly kept her on her feet as she continued to shudder, seeming to have several smaller orgasms after the first big one. Looking down at the kids, I could clearly see the boy fingering his girlfriend, her eyes locked on us in awe. I smiled at the scene, wishing that we had more time. Although I would have given anything to stay with her, I knew that the spontaneity of the moment would soon fade, leaving us with the reality of what we had done. I made the decision to end it now, while everything was still perfect. I leaned close to her again and said, "That was amazing. Whoever he was, he never understood you and didn't deserve you. Don't ever forget what you are capable of. You are the most exciting woman I've ever met." She started to turn, but I stopped her gently with my hand against her cheek. "Don't look. You did exactly what you wanted to do, prove to yourself you're more than he thought you were. There's nowhere to go from here. Give me a second to get back inside, then you can do whatever you want." I reached down and quickly pulled my pants back up and stepped back into my shoes. Backing up toward the door, I took one last look at the incredible sight in front of me. I grabbed the handle, stepped inside quickly and shut the door behind me. The image of her still bent over the railing watching the kids in the car below burned into my mind forever. The atmosphere of the club shocked me back into reality. It was loud, smoky, and the lights flashed in an obscene display of technology. It was the antithesis of our encounter outside and made me wish I could go back. I quickly walked to the bathroom and straightened myself up. Once I had it together, I went back to my FOH mixer to wait for the headlining band. Just as I sat down, I saw the door and back open and she stepped back into the club, looking around nervously. I'm not sure if she was worried about someone suspecting what happened or if she was trying to get an idea who her mystery lover was. I intentionally looked away to avoid suspicion. As she walked toward the front of the club, I put my hand in my pocket and touched her panties, still wet with her juices. I smiled, but it was already accompanied by an empty feeling as I watched her exit the club and step out into the night, out of my life forever. "Johnny, what the hell happened to you?" Kurt exclaimed, concern clearly etched on his face. It had been 2 weeks since the night I worked at the club. They hadn't been easy on me. Once the high of my encounter with the woman had ended, I was faced with a feeling of emptiness, almost like losing a lover. I told myself it was insane, how could I miss someone whose name I didn't even know? Somehow, it felt like more than sex to me and I had been sleepwalking through the last 2 weeks, barely alive. "Johnny?" Kurt repeated. I looked up and tried to smile. "You know, same old shit," I answered, trying to sound nonchalant. "The way I heard it, you should be in a lot better mood," he said with a wink. "Oh shit, don't tell me you know about the alley," I said in embarrassment. Kurt smiled. "Don't you know by now that there are eyes everywhere in this place? You're becoming quite a legend around here, my friend. I'm not going to get in trouble over that, am I?" I asked, both embarrassed and concerned. I knew that getting laid wasn't why I was hired and all it took was to get on the bad side of one club manager for work to dry up quickly. "Please," Kurt laughed. "You're not going to get anything but pats on the back. So why don't you tell me why you look like your dog died?" I grinned weakly. "You have such a way with words." I shrugged. "She was amazing, man. I can't get her out of my head. So call her." I looked down. "I can't. I don't know her name." Kurt's jaw dropped. "I know, sounds like every guy's fantasy, right? Well, it isn't. I've never been with anyone like her. It's tearing me up." Kurt looked at me, clearly confused. "Why didn't you get her name or number?" "Shit, I didn't even let her see my face. It seemed perfect. A nice little fantasy with the two of us out there. Once it ended, I realized she would turn around and see me. I couldn't stomach the thought that she would be disappointed." "Disappointed?" he asked in shock. "What would make you think that?" I shrugged. "You should have seen her, Kurt, she was gorgeous. She had a passion I've never seen in a woman. It was amazing. Look at me. I'm in my 30s, I'm average looking, barely making ends meet, and the only thing exciting about me is the people I work with. She would have taken one look at me and it would have ruined her fantasy. I would have felt like total shit. Come on, you don't really believe that, do you?" he said. "You're a good guy. All the girls here love you to death. Shit, my wife thinks you're great. You should have given her a chance to decide for herself." I thought for a second. "Maybe you're right, I just don't know. It doesn't make any difference. She's gone forever. Even if I saw her again, what do I do, walk up and say, 'Hey, I'm the guy who fucked you in the alley, want a date?' There's no way I'll ever get another chance." He tried to cheer me up for a while, but there just wasn't anything he could say. I tried to lose myself in my work, not talking to anyone all night. Everyone noticed that I wasn't myself, but let me be. I wondered how many of the staff knew about the alley. It should have made me feel some sense of pride, but instead it just reminded me of how much I felt like I missed out on an amazing opportunity. Something that was once in a lifetime. There were three bands that night, each playing short sets, so I was very busy. It was nice because it kept me from thinking about how depressed I felt. I watched the crowd listlessly all night, some part of me hoping to see her, but a bigger part afraid I might. I had no idea what I could possibly say to her, so seeing her would only add to my torment. Shaking my head at how pathetic I felt, I walked toward the back door. The band needed about 15 minutes to pack their stuff before I could start breaking down, and I didn't want to be around anyone. I stepped out the door and stood on the catwalk, running my hands over the railing where she had been leaning that night. Closing my eyes, I thought about her. The way she moved, the feel of her body, and the way everything she did affected me. I felt like I was drowning in the memory when I heard the door open behind me. "Yeah, I'll be there in a minute," I said without turning around. Cursing myself for being too much of a coward to talk to her, and knowing what it probably cost me, I lowered my head. I was startled out of my reverie by a touch on my shoulder. "Give me a second," I snapped, trying to get myself together. I pushed away from the railing and started to spin when a familiar voice said,
"Sure,"
stopping me dead in my tracks. My breath caught in my throat and my pulse quickened. I didn't know what to do next, afraid that it was my imagination playing a trick on me. "Don't turn around," she said, her body touching mine while her hands wrapped around my chest.
"It's more fun if you don't look."
Her voice betrayed such amusement at my stunned reaction, I swear I could hear her smile.
"How, what?"
I stammered, trying to ask a dozen questions at once.
"Sure,"
she whispered, her hands working their way down my chest until they reached my pants.
"We have a mutual friend."
It hit me instantly. Son of a bitch. Kurt, I thought, remembering her talking to him at the door the first time I saw her. That's how he knew what happened. I turned around and looked at her, struck by the fact that I still didn't know her name. She was every bit as beautiful as I remembered. Her eyes twinkled with excitement, showing none of the disappointment I had feared. I leaned forward and kissed her, savoring the taste of her lips for the first time. It was so exquisite. I wanted to stay locked in the embrace forever. She had other ideas, however, and pushed me away. I looked down and saw her undoing my belt, then slide a hand into my pants where she grabbed my prick.
"We can talk later. Right now, just think about how the band could walk out the door at any second. We better hurry."
The end. This podcast is part of the Erotica Podcast Network. Please visit our other podcasts, their links are in the description of this episode. Both the Erotica Podcast and the Erotica Taboo Podcast offer $2 subscriptions with bonus episodes.